Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 11th. We're back after a weekend. Rainy one at that.
It's supposed to rain all week.
Well, today it's not raining.
Not
so
today.
It's okay.
But the rest
tomorrow
of the week,
it's not going to rain either.
I saw 5 days.
They're just talking about it. Come on. You know it changes all the time.
Mm.
Anyway, how you doing, Danny?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. We have great guests in the studio. We have Full House Plus, and we're going to be talking about Oscar contenders.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And there, these people are visiting town to promote, and we're going to get to them in just a moment. I saw the trailer, Danny. It's like unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
Just the trailer leaves you like, what's going to happen?
You never send me them, so I'm sorry, guys. I'm unprepared.
I know. Because you don't see.
Leave me clueless.
Do you want me to send them?
Yeah.
Okay,
especially if it has to do with movies. Books, I don't really care.
Okay.
Don't send me anything
about
books.
For some reason, in the back of my mind, I remember that you didn't really care if you got it or not.
Yeah, probably about anything but movies. Yeah, I care.
Okay, so yeah. I'll send you because we're going to have movies all week.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the Grammys were on last night.
Yeah.
Did you catch it?
I watched like bits and pieces. But
so did I.
Not the whole thing, no.
Yeah, what did you think? Did you like it?
I really enjoyed J-Lo's performance.
Yeah, she did it. She did a great job.
She killed it, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why were people criticizing her? Because she's not black and she did Motown?
Yeah.
Mm. Why does always have to be race in these things? I mean, you know what? If nothing else, would you admit that there were a lot of... there's a lot of great black performers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got their due in the awards. You know, you can definitely not say, oh, there was no blacks in the Grammys, you know?
I think it's just because Motown was built off African Americans. So
I understand.
Should have had an
African-American. But people always have something to say about everything, you know? I mean, the thing was like politics free. Just leave it, you know? Leave it at that.
I thought she did great.
She did great, you know? And that's the thing. Who cares, you know?
Like, she's almost 50, right?
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Yeah, she's like, I think she's in her late 40s, and she still dances
she's
and
amazing.
Performs like she's 22.
She reminded me of Tina Turner, you know, who's like timeless.
Right.
You know, they go on forever. I don't know how the hell they do that.
They have like some doctor that's giving them the fountain of youth or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And Cardi B with her ridiculous dress.
Yeah, it was hideous. Sometimes I don't understand fashion. Like, I really don't get what statement you're trying to make.
Just to get attention, I think, you know.
But it's ugly.
Because I tell you what it is like designers, they make like sort of like concept clothes. I don't think they plan on anybody buying them. Just like with cars, you know how they come up with these futuristic cars, but they never really make them.
Right.
They make one or two.
Right.
So that's what they do, and that is sort of like, that gets them the attention they need for their other stuff.
Okay, but if your dress is ugly, it's not good attention.
It is ugly, but it got attention.
Yeah, everyone was saying it was ugly. So it's not good attention. She looked like almost like a flower that was blooming or an egg that cracked.
Right.
I don't know.
The flower that was blooming, that's definitely what I saw.
But
it was
crazy. She looked terrified when she was walking the red carpet. She looked so scared.
Really?
I was like, oh, girl. No.
You can't see Cardi B looking scared.
Yeah, no, she looked petrified in that dress.
Really?
That's for sure. Yeah, I only watched bits and pieces when I went to a bar. Other than that, I was like, when I got home, I didn't care.
I know. The music, I couldn't relate to it at all.
Mm.
But, so all I saw was really bits and pieces. I didn't really see that much.
Same.
I don't know who won. Just the record of the year was, what's his name? Garbindo? No.
Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino. Sorry.
Yeah, for This Is America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that song, man.
I think it's good. He's talented. He's underrated. So good for him.
I know you think it's good. That's your kind of music.
Yeah. True.
I'm like, I can't recognize 90% of the people here.
Right. Yeah.
But there you go. So music has always been for a younger audience anyway, you know.
I don't know if that's always true.
Yeah. No, think about it. Who buys records? Who goes to concerts? Not old people. Young people do.
I feel like people in their 40s and 50s go to concerts.
Yeah, but to concerts of bands from their time, like me. I'm not going to go to a, you know, Cardi B concert.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like my dad would go to a Cardi B concert. But that's my daddy's.
Bibi like, Wood. Yeah.
That's like one 50-year-old out of a million.
There you go.
I wouldn't go to a concert. I hate concerts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I enjoy them, but it depends when and where, you know.
If I had like a box suite where I was just getting like shit-faced the whole time, I'd go.
Yeah.
But if I'm like sitting in regular seats and like everyone is standing up in front of me and I'm 5'1", I'm not going. It's not fun for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
So listen, right before we get to our guests, I wanted to bring this up because maybe something's going to come out of it. There were a couple of guys here, pretty handsome, your age, and they saw your picture on the wall and they're like, who is that?
No.
No? Why?
I'd have to see them.
Okay. Okay.
What do they look like?
I thought they were handsome.
Yeah, I mean, but do we have the same type? I feel like every guy I've ever showed you thought was gross, and I think they're like the business.
That's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't think we have...
They seem like good guys.
Yeah, I don't want to... Like, I want a good guy, but I don't want, like...
Okay,
you know?
How about if I just put you guys together? I showed him your Instagram, and he's like, wow. You
know? Is it one specific person?
Yeah.
Oh.
There were two guys here.
Okay.
And there's
doing what? What were they doing?
They were musicians. They were on the show here.
Okay, so they're broke.
Probably.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're on the way up. They wanted to offer you maybe some kind of a gig. You should at least pursue this. Don't say
I mean, I'll be friends with him. But
well,
you know I'm really picky.
Well, maybe you like him.
Well, don't say I'm going to date him. Just say
I
hey.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, okay.
I did not say that.
Don't put pressure on me.
No, not at all. I don't even know him. Did you say I said, okay, well, she's looking for a husband.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Well, you've said it 1,000 times here. What do you want me to say?
I appreciate you looking out. I mean, I'll look at his picture, and I'll be honest with you
okay.
if I think he's cute or not.
All right.
I'd have to see him in person, though.
Okay. Do you date blacks or just whites? You date all okay. No?
No, I don't. I don't date black men.
That's true. You said that. Okay.
So he's black.
So write it out. Yeah, write
yeah,
it
so
off.
He's out.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so I know that sounds awful, but I don't date black men. Everyone always gets so mad at me when I say that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But you feel you can because you're half black and, you know, you can choose.
Yeah. I'm just like, I have a preference. You can't get mad at my preference.
Right.
Like
but what if somebody white said that? I mean, people would look at
I wouldn't look
funny.
At them crazy because no? I'm like, that's your type. Oh. If you don't date black. Well, I mean, if they said I don't date black men because he's black.
No, not because of that.
Yeah.
But just because for the same reason. No, you can say it. Okay.
I guess they can't get away
like,
with it.
Just
yeah.
like they can call each other the N-word, but white people can't do it.
Yeah, but white people do it. So.
Well, we talk about nice people. So anyway,
so he's out.
Okay.
Sorry. Thanks
so
for
he's out.
At,
okay. Yeah, okay, well, you know.
Thanks for thinking
we'll
of
see,
me,
I'll
though.
Try to convince you afterwards.
No, it's not happening.
I want you to meet someone.
Yeah,
you know?
I will. I'm not in a rush. I don't care.
Okay,
right
but if it's for a gig, will you pursue it?
What do you mean for a gig, though?
Like maybe a hostess or something or in a music video. I don't know.
Well,
they,
yeah, if the money's right, I always say yeah.
Yeah. They hinted at something. I don't know. Mm. But at any rate, so you're famous now. You're on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, a lot to talk about, and we always do fill a whole hour. But we do have great guests today. We're going to have great guests all week. Oscar nominees, all thanks to the great Catherine, a British cutie who comes here and visits us every once in a while. And she always gets the nominees. They always end up being successful, you know. So I'm going to welcome Eduardo. Go ahead, say hi. You guys are sitting very far. Do you want to go in the other room? No?
I don't think they're sitting that far.
No, it was very far. You got to be close to the mic. So we have Eduardo, and you're the producer of the film?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay. And the film is called Mother.
Yeah.
Madre.
Madre in Spanish, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And you guys are all from Spain, right?
Yes.
And next to you is Marta. Welcome to the show, Marta.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you're from Spain as well, right?
Yes.
Where did you grow up in Spain? What city?
In the south of Spain, in Murcia.
Murcia?
Yeah, in the coast.
Oh, really?
Really.
That's nice, huh? Was it like on a beach town?
Close to the beach, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool. Very nice. Imagine living on the beach in Spain, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list of places to go, actually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. And then we have Rodrigo, who's the director of the film.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Welcome to the show, Rodrigo. And as you can see, they all have fascinating accents. And I'm the only one who's conscious of his accent. Everybody else is like...
Everybody loves accents. Accents
yeah,
are cool.
I know. That's the thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Americans love accent, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So you don't have to feel uncomfortable speaking way you do. Yeah. So you guys created a short film called Mother...
Madre.
Mm-hmm. Madre. Madre. Say it nice, not madre.
I don't have an accent. Madre. Like, what do you want me to do? Madre.
It's cute. That's and at any rate, we're both wrong.
Yeah, 110%. Yeah.
But so it's a short film, Eduardo. How long is the film?
18 minutes.
18 minutes. Mm-hmm. When did you guys decide you want to do this? Was that your idea, being the producer, or was it one of your ideas? Whose idea was it to make the movie?
Rodrigo's idea.
Really? It was your idea, Rodrigo?
Yeah, incredible.
Really? Very cool. So you came up with it when? How long ago?
Many years ago.
Many years ago?
Yeah. I think 2010.
Oh, okay. 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so did you write it too?
Yeah.
You wrote the film.
Yeah.
How did you get the idea?
It's very simple.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a story that a friend of mine told me.
Told you?
Told me.
Yeah.
Sorry about my English.
It's okay.
I'm not American people.
No, I'm trying to help you. You learn from the show too. You don't just come here. But no. So a friend told you the story.
Yeah, it's
very
a story that que le ocurrió a ella, that happened.
Happened in real life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but the after we or me la exageramos, ¿cómo es la?
Yeah, it was not so
dramatic.
It was not so dramatic as it is.
As he made it.
My dramatic.
Yeah, that's the filmmaking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And Marta, how did you join the project here? How did you find out about it?
When I read the script, I was shocked. And for me, it was an amazing opportunity to make something complex.
Were you an actress for a while before that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Since I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
To be in film for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you connect? How did you find out about each other when you made the film? Were you together already?
Funny question, no?
Yeah, it's
just
a funny thing.
Why don't you tell it? We
want to
know.
If it's funny, we want to hear about it.
I think there was another actress to play the role, but fortunately, Rodrigo asked me to audition. So we were working together like 5 hours, and after that, we will know that we will do it together, I think. And we go to a bar and start to think how it's going to be.
To make the movie?
Yeah.
Wow, very nice. And Eduardo, so how did you join the project?
Well, I have Rodrigo and I and two other mates have the same company. And so I knew about the project from a long time ago, since he wrote it.
I see. So you guys had a production company before?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I see. What did you do before? Films also? Short films?
Films, short films. Well, one very low-budget film, feature film, and Rodrigo's first film.
What was it
by
called?
Himself.
Stockholm.
Stockholm? Really?
Like Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, is that what it's about? Really?
Kind of.
Wow, you see, I didn't even think about
that. I'm not that stupid, you know. I know some shit.
No, I didn't think that. But to me, the first thing is going to Sweden. Seen blonde women.
No.
Okay.
I think of anytime someone says Stockholm, I think of like a kidnapper and falling in love with them. Or
yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not that you think, no?
Not what you think.
Not that you believe.
Right.
It's a story of a boy and a girl that they knew in a night.
Uh-huh.
In a party.
Uh-huh.
And they spend all the night together.
Oh.
And the day after, it's a kind of kidnap.
Right.
But without violence.
Right.
Without violence.
Because it's, I don't know if you think the same thing.
Yeah.
There is a love story
mm-hmm.
that could be begin like
uh-huh.
that.
Right.
Like I see. From a situation. Yeah, kind right. of a kidnap and a relationship
yeah,
comes out of it.
While the night,
uh-huh.
the boy is only wants to
have sex.
Yes.
What else?
You must come with me, you must come with me, you right. must come with me. And right. the girl, in this case, uh-huh. I don't know. But in the...
So he forces her to?
I think explain horrible.
I understand.
It's just convince her, yeah. her.
To have sex with him.
Well, to spend the night with him.
To
yeah.
spend the night, okay.
Yeah, and have sex, of course.
Right.
And the day after.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of yeah, kidnapped, no?
Yeah, it's like everything has changed.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. And that's a short film also?
No, that's a feature film? Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is that Rodrigo now is one of the best directors in Spain. That's true.
Really?
Oh, really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you should be proud. Yeah, if she says that, I mean,
you can
if
see
she
the
knows.
Trailer movie?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
No, the Stockholm trailer.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. We'll see it afterwards, mm-hmm. okay, because mm-hmm. I don't want to take up from the thing. But I would play the trailer for Mother, but it's in Spanish with captions. So
Madre.
But look, it says Mother here, okay? We're in America.
I'm just saying.
No, I know you're saying, and I agree with that.
All your movies are in Spanish then?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Spanish people.
Well... Yeah, I know, but sometimes you never know.
No, that's true. But
like on Netflix, they'll have like Spanish actors, but it'll be in English,
right?
You know, or Russian actors, and it'll be in English,
right? But they wanted to make it authentic, probably about mm-hmm. people in Spain, right?
Yeah.
Does it take place in Spain, the movie Mother?
Yes.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the short film, can I say that?
Yeah.
The short film is the first scene of a feature film that we just already finished.
Oh.
Last November. Mm. And that one has happened in France. So not always in Spanish.
Right.
Yeah. Very nice. So
special case, no?
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna go to France and make the movie there?
No, it's already done, right?
Oh,
you said you finished
already?
It.
Yeah.
We're
in post production, in the final stage mm-hmm. of production.
Oh, very cool. You guys are a great bunch, you know. I mean, young filmmakers and mm-hmm. everything getting together. How did you guys meet when you built your company? Were you friends before?
Yeah, we were friends before. We met. College?
University?
Yeah, we had a friend in common.
Uh-huh.
He was studying history. I was studying biology. Nothing to do with...
Oh, nothing
to do with your life now.
No film.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, oh, he went to film school or something.
No film school.
Oh, wow.
Well, he did go to a film school later, but...
Right. But you did decide, hey, let's make movies together?
Yes. Wow. We kind of shoot short films, and we start to work with each other.
I think I met so many friends in the cinema school, no?
Uh-huh.
And I told him, "You want?"
Yeah, the other two people in the company, the other two partners are from his school, his new school, and he told me to join the crew.
Very nice, very cool. And so I wanted to ask, we'll get to the story of the movie in just a second, but. You play the mother, right?
Right.
Okay. Madre. Now,
madre.
madre.
I was gonna keep correcting him.
Let's
but I was
do
like,
the show
I'm
in
done.
Spanish. You know. You know what? Then I'm not gonna
we can
have
take
the.
Turns. Yeah. To correct.
I want to have the notes in front of me. Okay, I'll have madre right here.
Yeah. There you go.
For those of you just joining us, we have the crew of the film. It's a short film called Madre.
There you go.
And for those of you who don't know Spanish, it means madre.
And it means mother. Oh my God.
I know, I'm trying to be funny, okay? I guess it did fly over.
Yeah. So what is the movie about?
Yeah, let's hear what Madre is about.
Right.
You guys can see the trailer if you go to YouTube. It's called Mother here by Rodrigo. How do you pronounce your last name?
Sorogoyen.
Sorogoyen. Yeah, Del Amo. And yeah. If you just put in Mother by Rodrigo, you'll probably be able to find it. And to me, it was scary, and you don't really see anything other than the beach.
Okay, but I want to watch it.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I'm not telling you. Okay, so go ahead. Ask the question again. You wanted to know what the film is about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead. Who wants to start, Marta?
Okay, it's it seems a normal day. A mother suddenly received a call from his son. Mm-hmm. He's on the beach in France with his father, but suddenly his father is gone. He went to pick up some toys from the caravan, and he never comes back. So that's the start.
Right.
And the film is a phone call. And the main thing for me is that it shot in one continuous take.
Really?
Really. So the things, like, you are, as a viewer, at the same, with the same feeling as the mother, all the time following her. So...
Wow.
That's cool.
So the trailer kind of like leaves you at that. She's talking to the kid, and then suddenly the call just hangs up. He runs out of battery or something. And so, yeah, I don't know about the father. You don't even know at this point where the father is. Right. She's like, the mother's just like, you mean you're alone on an empty beach?
Right.
And that's when...
Because you only see the mother, and you only hear the voice of
the boy.
The boy and... You, the spectator?
Spectator.
The spectator and the mother.
Uh-huh.
They don't know really what is the truth.
Oh, okay.
It's a boy.
Right.
Saying, I'm alone, I'm scared, or
right.
I'm
right, they
scared,
don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
It's the power of the imagination.
Imagination. Yeah. Wow.
So the boy could be lying, basically.
Not lying, but maybe it's scared without
a reason.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe, yes.
Right,
or maybe he's allowed to kill.
Right. And just imagine how you lose.
Maybe he's a killer.
Yeah, about to be killed.
But it is a psychological thing, because think about it. When I said it was scary, because you're thinking of the kid alone. The mother is away from the kid. She can't reach the kid. She doesn't even know where he is.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then just think, if the connection disconnects, what are you going to do?
Right.
Wow.
And it's only the 15 minutes that
the phone call.
Story.
Oh, yeah. So the whole film is the call, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it never shows the beach, actually.
No, so
only at the beginning.
Right.
So your feature film is what really happened on the beach, then?
Kind of.
It
starts like 10 years later. So you realize what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you don't want to give away too much in a short film.
Right.
You know, but now it makes me want to see it. I'll send you the link.
Right.
We can both watch it.
Does it have subtitles? Because I won't know.
Yeah,
it
does.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. It does have subtitles. Yeah, of course.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is very nice. Now, so you did it in one take.
Yeah.
Are you the only actress in the film?
There's another one.
Okay.
Blanca Pilanet.
Okay.
He's my mom in the
film. Okay.
Mm. So
the mother of the mother.
Yeah, we are two mothers.
And she's like freaking out behind you or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grandma's always freaking out.
Yeah. Well, I would. I'm not a grandmother, but I would freak out.
Same.
Yeah, wow. And how long did it take to make the film?
9 years.
9 years? No, but he said 9 years ago.
Nine years ago. Yeah.
No.
Oh, imagine 9 years taking one continuous take. That'd be a while.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We were rehearsing for 6 days.
6 days.
And then you filmed it in one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. A lot of post-production and stuff on it?
Not really.
Not very much.
Only one take.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Wow.
One continuous take.
How
so
cool.
It was, in fact, a very short period of time. Uh-huh. Rodrigo was in between two feature films. And he had like 2 months free and said, well, let's produce this.
Right.
And
it's up. Now it's up for an award. So that's
right.
A big deal.
And so you guys are nominated.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yes, you are. So tell us, how did it go the way to the Oscars? How did it start? You made the film. What did you do with it then? What is the first step you take for people to know you made that film?
To arrive to the Oscar.
What's that?
To arrive to the Oscar.
No, yeah, but I'm asking in the beginning.
Yeah,
the first step, you have the film. Now what do you do with it? How do people find out about it?
You submitted it to like a film festival?
Yeah, we started submitting it to some Spanish film festival at the beginning. Then we found some, our distribution company. In fact, it's like a prize from a festival, from one of the festivals. So
right.
We had like an agreement with them. It's a very good Spanish distribution company for short films. And then we started like 1 year moving around the festivals in Spain. That was 2017. And then last year we started to go internationally.
Okay.
And it went like amazingly well everywhere, both in Spain and in other countries. It was like great. Last year we won the Goya Award. It's like the Oscar Award for here in the US.
Wow.
Well, like the Goya Award in Spain for best live action short film.
Really? So you won the award?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
That's why you're the best director in Spain right now.
Yes. Yeah. Out of more reasons. But
he just won like 7 Goya Awards with his last feature film.
Wow.
7?
With the Stockholm one?
Yeah, you didn't bring them all. Very nice. So you guys are going to become more famous as... When you win, not if you win, when you win. I know you guys will win, you know. We'll probably say that to all the guests this week.
Yeah, I know.
Not please.
Because Catherine has like, what, 3 or 4 movies in the list, you know, that she's representing. So that's awesome.
We had somebody last week, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also her client. And what was the name of the film then? Do you remember? Her name was, what was her name?
Madre.
Okay, never mind.
Short is Madre,
you see
Madre,
how short?
Madre and Madre.
Yeah. See how short my memory is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one radio show and then you forget.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was Marianne, no?
No, she had red hair, beautiful red
Marianne.
Hair.
Yeah, Marianne.
Yeah.
She was beautiful too, not just beautiful red hair.
Was
I was hoping she'd notice me.
Marianne from Marguerite.
Yeah. Marguerite, okay.
Marguerite.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, Marguerite with the lesbian couple. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not
like
a couple. It was an old lady.
Well, they're not. I meant two
discovered,
women.
Discovered, oh
it's
my
not
God.
A couple.
That's
gay.
True. No, but okay, but the caregiver had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I remembered.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm telling you, straight men are terrible, right? That's all they think about.
Oh my God.
So, so okay, back to the film. So it's not mother, it's madre, and we're gonna keep stressing that on you people because the film is in Spanish, and so you get a phone call, and now well, I don't want to get too much into the detail because you probably can't give away, but is it important to know, did the boy make the call or did the mother make the call? Does it really matter?
It's not really matter, but it's the boy, no?
Oh, so the boy calls her on
the
phone.
The boy is scared because
he's
alone.
He don't find
right.
His father. Then he take the phone and he call.
Right. And I like how you reveal it slowly. She's asking him, you know, so you're with your dad and all this. And then she's like, wait a minute, so where's your dad? And, you know, and then all this. And before you know it, she's like, so you're alone in the beach.
How old is the boy supposed to be?
How old?
Yeah. Six?
Six.
Oh, that's scary, man.
Okay, so he took his dad's cell phone or he had his own cell phone?
Dad's phone.
Dad's phone.
Yeah. Okay. Dad's phone.
Some sketchy shit is going on.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's not phone.
He doesn't have a phone.
It's the dad's phone.
Dad's phone.
Yeah, wow.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why my 6-year-old is going to have his own phone. Like at 4, I'm like, here's your cell phone. Only call mom. Only call Madre.
Yeah. I don't know. What happens? What if we find out the dad like abandoned him or something? I would be really pissed.
I don't think he would have abandoned him with the cell phone.
No.
So we're already coming up with like the
yeah, we're trying to guess the movie, but it's good because we're getting into it. You know, you don't have to tell us if it's true or not because neither one of us is.
Well, they can't because they have a feature coming out, which is 10 years later.
Right. Oh, 10 years later.
Yeah.
So that's a good story. Now, if people want to see this movie right now, this is in theaters, right, Catherine? You told us it's in how many? 500 theaters? Okay.
That's a lot.
That's like what? The Short Film Festival or something? Or what's it called?
Yeah, it's like the distribution of the 5 nominees.
Okay.
We go all together in the same program.
Oh, I see. Okay, and there's 5 nominees, right? Yeah. Or 10?
The name is Church TV.
5 nominees.
Only 5?
Only 5.
That's cool, because last time they had like 10 or something, no?
No, it's always been five. Yeah.
That's like a first step, short list of 10, uh-huh. And then the nominees are 5.
Oh, wow. So you won out of 5 in the whole world.
Yes.
Exactly.
That must feel special for you.
That's a big deal.
A little bit. Yeah. 1 out of 5.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because there's so many.
To get to the Oscars, I mean, if nothing at all, you get to go to the Oscars.
Right. Yes.
Right? Yeah. You must be excited, right?
Really excited.
Yeah. Good. And so how long will you be staying here in L.A.?
As long as you can, right?
Nothing waiting for you back home, right?
Yeah. Everything can wait. Say 2 years.
Yeah, if you win, right? Yeah, that's true. So, but if you win, is that going to make you more marketable in Hollywood? In other words, is this going to help you? Do you feel having an Oscar would help you really get noticed in Hollywood too?
Because I would like to win an Oscar. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it helps, right?
That will be a great chance for us, for make more movies here.
Right.
More
money.
More money. Better, películas mejores. Better movies.
Mm.
Because in Spain it's not worse, but if you don't a lot of money.
Really? You need a lot of money in Spain?
Not a great, but important movie.
Right.
Right.
So it costs more in Spain to make a movie than here?
Yeah.
Really?
More. It's much less expensive because you have much less budget.
Right. So
it's like 100 times less the budget that you have here.
Right.
So it's like very difficult to tell, you know, like, a big story.
Right.
Depending on
what small
story
budget.
You want to tell. Yeah, with small
but I think budget. That makes you more talented to be able to tell a great story with less of a budget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I mean, this is like all psychological. Think about it. Mm. You know, it's her acting and the story, really.
Right.
Right? Wow. Who was the boy that did? Was that really a boy or was that like... Cause you
it's
know,
a grown ass man with like a baby voice.
No, no, but in cartoons they get women to do boys' voices. You know, so
it's me.
I didn't know that.
It's you.
No.
Yeah, it's like wow.
No,
you know,
it's actor, a boy. No,
an actor boy.
Wait, 8 years old. I knew him in a TV series.
Uh-huh.
And I fell in love with him.
Really?
He's an actor. Incredible.
But you don't see him in the movie, right? Do you see him at all? Just his voice.
It's only the voice.
Neither. I don't know him.
You never met him?
No, I never.
Oh, wow.
Now, was that in real time when you would talk, then they would play the call?
No.
You have to pretend you're hearing it, right?
Yes, but sometimes I was hearing somebody. Sometimes I can hear anything.
The plan
that's
is
the other thing.
An actor.
Really, that's hard.
So I was doing a monologue.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's, wow, very good.
Technique.
So you've been acting for many years.
Yeah.
Right? You made quite a few films, would you say?
Yeah.
Feature films,
TV
a few feature
series,
films.
Yeah.
Yeah. TV too?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
He made a film with, I don't know if you know him, Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas?
Oh, yeah.
Of course we know him. So you made a movie with him?
Yeah, he went to Spain to be at, I think it was his second film as director.
Uh-huh.
So,
what's it called? Antonio.
Yeah, what was the name of the film?
I think in English it's... Summertime. Spanish, it was El Camino de los Ingleses. Mm.
The English way. The English road.
And we were like 5 guys, younger than now.
Uh-huh.
More younger. Than now?
And yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, so he was directing... The film, was he acting in it too?
No, only...
No, just directing. Yeah. Wow, very
I don't know
cool.
if he really acts anymore.
I think he does.
He has a few movies on Netflix.
Recently. What's that?
He has a few movies on Netflix, but they're awful.
older movies.
No, they're new.
Oh, new ones?
Yeah, they're awful. Like, he's acting in them, and it's like probably like some of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Because some of his movies were great.
Yeah, you know? Like back in the day, Zorro and stuff. Yeah. Classic. No. But his new stuff?
No. Oh, well.
Still love him.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he's, no. No, he's very popular. So was he popular in Spain before he was popular here?
Or was it the other way around?
Antonio Banderas or...
Yes, he's
Spain, huge.
Amazing. What, go?
In Spain.
Sí. Yeah,
very popular.
Very popular, yeah.
Is he from Spain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. Ah, claro.
Yeah. From the south.
Okay, yeah. From where you're from?
No. But, yeah.
In the close. South
too. Yeah.
Did he become famous when Madonna brought him up and stuff like that? Do you remember that story?
Evita.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And,
was that a music video or a movie?
No, she said they made a documentary about Madonna. And she said, I think he's like the hottest guy and the hottest actor ever.
Well, back in the day, he had it going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's when I learned about him at first. So, right. I think a lot of people knew about him that way, you know?
I think I discovered him after Zorro, which was like still one of my favorite movies ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? You guys never seen it?
Zorro.
Zorro?
I thought
yeah, I probably said it wrong.
Yeah, Zorro. Zorro.
Yeah, screw it.
How dare you say Zorro?
I love that movie. I've seen it like 5 million times. Never gets old.
Yeah.
But that's how I discovered him.
Yeah, he was in a few good movies. I don't remember, but yeah, I like
Philadelphia,
him.
With Tom Hanks.
Philadelphia.
He was in Philadelphia with Tom Hanks.
And Denzel Washington.
I've never seen that one.
Which one?
And Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel Washington. Yeah, Philadelphia. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And Desperado.
Yeah, Desperado.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I saw that one, yeah.
Oh, well. So he's been in a lot of movies. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also saw him, wasn't he like recently on The Expendables or something? He was, did you ever see it with all the big actors?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. All the, and,
I actually never saw that series.
I know. You haven't.
I haven't.
Because it's not your generation. But I mean.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Like
Sylvester Stallone and all these guys.
Hell yeah. I would still watch it.
Really?
I just somehow never watched that series. And now they're like four of them. So I'm like, I'm too far behind now to start. Well, I could start, but.
I have the CDs if you want, the DVDs. Okay. All three of them.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll finish it in a weekend before you even finish one of them.
I've seen them all of them. I've seen all of them.
Oh,
so
you have?
I'm not, yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Anyway, so let's go back to our guests. We sometimes forget. So you were here in LA. When did you arrive here?
Yesterday.
Oh my God.
Was it yesterday? Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys jet lagged?
Yes, a little bit.
We came from London because we were there for the tea nomination, Oscar nomination tea.
Yeah. They had like what they called BAFTA or something like that, the Academy, the British Academy Awards or something, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you compete there too?
No,
we did not there. But, there's only one Oscars, only one Hollywood. Who cares about England, right? everybody check it out if you want to see it. As I said, all you have to do is just Google, I guess, Madre.
Is the whole movie on YouTube or just a trailer? Just a trailer, right? Right, because it's you can't. I don't think the movie you can until after the festivals and stuff is done,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
The cinema. No?
Yeah. But no, it's in
cinema,
the theaters. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it in theaters in Los Angeles?
It is in theaters. You can take a look at Shorts TV website and look for all the theaters that you might find.
Okay, Shorts TV. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So you can find out all these things. Do you find there are audiences for these? For these festivals, I mean, people go see them, huh?
Yeah, I hope they do.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
I definitely think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, now, this...
when are the Oscars? This weekend or next weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay, 24. So you guys were here for like a week and a half then, right?
We hope so.
Yeah.
The movie El Reino, what's that about? El Reino, it says here, so that one was nominated for 13 Goya Awards, right?
Yes.
including Best Directing and all that. What's El Reino?
El Reino is my last, bueno, no, es como es penúltima.
My last but one.
Last but one feature film. It's a story, it's a thriller, a political thriller about corruption in Spain. And it's a film who we are...
is it a full feature? Is it a feature film or it's not a short film?
No, it's a feature film.
Wow. How long did it take you to make that?
2 years, no?
2 years?
Yeah. 1 year to the script. And 1 year to the pre-productions, shooting and post-production.
Right. Did you have a big cast on that one?
Cast?
Yes. Yeah. Like the how many actors? A lot?
A lot of actors.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's 50, not I easy. Think. Really?
Actors. Yeah.
Wow.
And the lead, the comes the actor protagonist, the
leading actor.
The leading actor, he has won the
best actor.
The best actor in the Goya. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a very famous actor in Spain.
Right. And if people want to see, is that like on DVD or something? Can people does
in Blu-ray and DVD?
Here in the US?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You should go. You but guys should put your movie on Netflix.
Yeah,
they always have foreign films on there, and we can watch them with subtitles.
Sure that in the future.
If you win the Oscar, they'll take it. No problem.
Yeah. Like, without a question.
Sure.
Wow. So you guys must be excited, right? I mean, you know, you could become even bigger stars overnight. Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty stressful, right? I mean, my God, what pressure, you know?
I don't
know.
Not pressure.
I mean,
it's still
imagine
like
coming
moment.
All the way here and then you go, oh, well, I didn't win, you know. But you have the nominations.
Well, four out of five people are going to say that.
Right.
So. But I think it's just a big deal just to even say you were nominated.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many people get to go to the Academy Awards and be nominated for
something? Think about on a regular basis, too, not short film, how many people make movies a year and half those movies would never even get an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, nobody even notices them.
Right. Like last year, the same five movies were nominated for everything. Like Three Billboards.
Yeah.
So Webbing, Missouri. It was like all the same movies.
Right.
And like everybody else was like, shucks. They weren't even nominated. So being nominated is a big deal.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. I mean, I salute you for a movie that, excuse me, is that it's a pretty intense movie and only two actors and it all happens in your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
It's three like actors. You watch.
Well, only
grandma,
two that you get
mom,
to see.
Little boy.
Okay, but you don't see the boy.
But I mean, acting on a phone, even if you're not seen, is still...
No, that's true, but that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, I'll stand correct. She really wants me to say something wrong.
Yeah, she's correcting you.
She's not letting me get away with anything.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. So, what's next for you guys? Do you have, let's say you win and stuff. What would you do at that point? Do you already have plans? After you win, yeah. When you win.
Partying, I think.
Party.
For sure.
A big party.
A few party, yeah. We are really excited with the next step, with the estreno, ¿cómo es?
Premiere.
With the premiere of the Madrid, the feature film.
Mm.
We are very excited with that.
So when is that premiere?
When? We don't know. Maybe autumn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next year.
No, autumn, like fall.
Fall.
Okay.
They call it autumn.
I know. But it's, autumn is in September, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Because
I'm just thinking we have the summer still and the spring still.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about autumn. But okay, whatever, you know.
Next year is a really long time away.
It's true. Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. So Madre, now I want to did this get any recognition in Spain itself, the movie? Did people watch it in Spain? Did they like it?
Yeah,
in the festivals and stuff.
Yes, a lot. It's a short film. Yes, very much.
I think we won like 100 awards in the first year. More than
you guys
100.
Are probably gonna win.
That's a lot.
In Spain,
seems like it.
Yeah, in Spain and around.
I don't think anybody else has won that many awards coming into this.
Yeah.
Video. If you guys win, just don't forget about us, okay? Yeah, like, exactly. I know them.
Exactly.
We just interviewed them.
Yeah. You're going to be big, and we're going to be like, oh. They're at the Oscars, you know?
We went with them. Yeah. We touched them. The thing is, this project, it has been and it's still been so amazing, yeah. so magic.
Yeah. Huh?
Very magic.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And the existence of the feature film makes the short film life to last much more than it would if it would be for the feature and for the Oscar nominations. Now everyone, a lot of platforms in Spain are asking us for the short film to put it on their platforms online, right. Or whatever. Right. So it's like a very long life for a short film. In fact, we've been 2 years and it's still working.
Yeah,
that's very nice. Pretty much time for a short film.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So now the full feature one, I would imagine, has more actors in it, or is it still just the mother and the grandmother?
No.
There's more, right? I mean, you can't do a full feature film with just the mother on the phone. Come on, you know. So this sort of like gets into more of the backstory of like what happened to the father and everything and all that kind of stuff.
Kind of. It's more like because I think the short film is like a punch, and it's inside the film. It's the first scene. So then, after that, the feature film is about something that it's go from the scary feelings that you are
right.
living
from the dark
to the light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To the light. Oh, something. That's pretty cool. Go from the dark to the light. I'll do that any time.
Yeah, you know? Right.
It's a pretty good direction to go. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go the other way, right?
No, definitely not.
Well, very cool. So let's thank Eduardo, Marta, and Rodrigo. And the movie is Madre. Now, is there anything that we discussed that we haven't mentioned yet? Catherine, do you want to plug anything or nothing like that, right? So, I mean, we beat this to death. We now know everything about Madre there is to know about it, except the story and how it ends and all that. So that's, do you leave like a cliffhanger at the end, like people still wondering, and then that's how you continue it in the future? Or does it resolve itself? Is there like,
No,
it doesn't resolve itself.
It doesn't resolve, but the fact is we weren't thinking about the feature
when
we
did
made
that
short film.
You just right. decided we're going to leave it there and not go any farther.
Yeah. That, yes, the short film was a piece by itself, and mm-hmm. Rodrigo hadn't had the idea for the feature when we shot the short film, so
right.
it was just... meant to be left there, and it is unsolved. It is an open ending.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Those are the best.
I know, but they're frustrating.
Yeah, they're really frustrating, but they're also the best because it gets you talking.
It seems like many short films, I mean, not short films, but foreign films do that, you know, my brother says, when I watch Israeli films, they never resolve in the end. I said, well, maybe they just want you to think. I don't know what's going on.
You know? I think a lot of American movies are like that, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's an American film called Mother.
Yes, of course.
That's why this one's Madre. It's not Mother.
I hate it.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. You definitely
good luck.
You deserve
you.
To
thank
win.
You.
You deserve to win. Come back. Tell us how it's been. Congratulations to you. I mean, you're going to meet a lot of great people too, if nothing else, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's an amazing thing. Take a lot of pictures, because if there's no picture, it didn't happen, you know.
Yeah, if it's
right?
not
that's
posted on
is.
Instagram.
Yeah, that's how it is. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you to Catherine again. And that's it, right? No more messages for today, so we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.